nice enough to join us now. Hall of Famer, multiple Derby winner, multiple Triple Crown winner. Never thought we'd be saying that, if I'm being honest. Bob Baffert, nice enough to join us to talk about Coliseum. Much better, and the entire Baffert Brigade, as we're just 4 months from the Kentucky Derby. Thanks for joining us, Bob. It's Anthony and Jude here on Express Bet Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I was actually watching that race. Denman's calling, and I like the way Frank. I've always told Frank he should just be Trevor every day, but he won't listen to me.
That's great. That's great. Well, Frank's so good at that too, and just to pick that up in the middle of the call. I know he probably thought about it for a long time before he had to call the race, but it's pretty cool. I love that. So you've got a heck of a weekend coming up.
Yeah, it's gonna. You know what? This is when it starts. You start getting excited about your younger horses, and a little early still, but you know, I'm really excited to see what you know, these horses, these 3-year-olds, you know, start stretching out, and Coliseum is much better. And you know, Coliseum, as we all know, he has a lot of raw talent, and we've taken our time with him. He's a tappet that, you know, you can't go too quick, fast on him, because you know they tend to be a little bit hot. You know, that pulpit blood comes out in them, but that's what makes them so good. Also, you know, they're very competitive. So I'm really looking forward to see what Coliseum, and actually much better. You know, we've been running him on the turf, but he's really not a turf horse. So I'm excited to see what he does also.
You know, Coliseum, before he ran, I read something where you were kind of worried about how he might act and stuff. Is he kind of difficult in the mornings, or is he quirky? What's the deal with him?
No, he's actually really nice around the barn and everything. He just when you gallop him or work, he's just very aggressive. You know, from day one, he's been very aggressive. Wants to do a little more than what you want him to do. So all his work, he works by himself, and we try to keep him nice and relaxed as much. And you'll see he works fast, but he's doing it under restraint. You know, so it's one of those things where we weren't sure. He wasn't really, really good away from the gate. He wasn't really that quick away from the gate. We didn't really want to get him too keyed up. So we were worried about him, you know, breaking poorly. Like, if he breaks poorly, then if he runs up, you know, we're this kind of horse that, is he going to run up on their heels? You know, what's he going to do? But Joe, you know, Joe's, you know, when I ran him at Del Mar, he actually broke with the field, which was really nice. And the first thing that Joe said when he came back, he says, "Wow, he broke." And then when he broke like that, I just said, thank you, Lord, for him breaking like that, so I didn't have to deal with, you know, steering him off the top of horse's heels. So I think he's that kind of horse that we don't know how he's going to react behind horses or how he's going to take the dirt. So I think tomorrow, you know, we'll find out a lot more about him.
Yeah. Well, you know, you drew the 2-hole in his first race too. Just what you want when you have a horse like that. You couldn't have drawn the 8, so you could relax a little bit.
Well, I mean, he's got a nice post for him on the mile. You know, I told Joe I was hoping that he'd draw the 1-hole so Joe wouldn't be able to sleep the night before thinking about it. You know. And it's exciting. He's a beautiful horse and just a big, strong horse. So and much better. He's really turned around. He's been working really well, and so you know, he's a beautiful looking pioneer than now. So those good looking ones, we know what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. What you have an embarrassment of riches this year, more than usual.
I don't like to hear that. You know what? That's like the biggest jinx in the world when they say that. Oh, this and that, and then you know, come for the big dance. You know, I just hope they're all there. You know.
So, yeah.
But right now we've been pretty lucky. You know, they're staying healthy. I've got a few that had to back off there, but you'll see them down later in the summer. But you know, right now, you know, we've got game winner who we're going to start breezing pretty soon now, and he looks good out there, and we got Improvo. I've been just laying back with him. He's ready to do something. So, you know, but we still, you know, I was, you know, back in December, I was hoping the Derby was in February, you know, because we were ready to go. But, you know, you just got to keep your senses and keep them healthy and keep them happy. And if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, I also read that you don't have any justifies. You've kind of, your horses all have starts in them. Is that really the case? Or
well, what I meant by justified, we don't have any. I don't think I have any that I haven't started yet.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I. That's what I meant. Like, yeah,
yeah, they're like him. I think you know. I think Game Winner. I mean, he showed me from first time I worked in the Del Mar that he was really special, but he was way behind. But he came around really quick. I mean, I really, you know, and then to spin him around in 2 weeks and win the Futuri, that was, you know. You only do that with a really good horse, and so that was pretty good. And Improbable, you know, you know he's City Zip, and, you know, usually you don't know if they're going to go that far, but he catches gears. You know, he always looks like the top of the stretch, like he's having to work at it, and then all of a sudden he just takes off. You know, and so really light on his feet, just, you know, his athleticism is right there, and he's not too heavy, he's not too big, and Coliseum is. Just has a raw talent. I mean, he's a really nice horse. But he's, like I said, he's got to work through his little immaturity there, and hopefully we'll see some of that tomorrow. I mean, I'd love to see him on an easy lead going 47 and change. That would be nice, but you just don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to win the Kentucky Derby for Sheikh Mohammed?
I think it's great to win the Kentucky Derby for anybody. I'm telling you what, it's just, there's nothing like it. It's the Kentucky Derby is just, it's just the most, you know, it's the treasure of our sport, and it's exciting, and it's a different feel, Jude. I mean, it's really something that it's very emotional for me, because you think of all your family, and it brings, you know, the Derby brings friends and family together, and then especially when you go to the Preakness, you know, everybody, you know, and then you get all these friends all of a sudden. It's great. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. One of my favorite photos of you and I is at the Preakness. You're sitting on the fence and I'm standing down talking to you, and somebody took a really nice photo of the two of us. And every time I see that photo, it makes me smile. The Preakness is such a great event, and you know, it's everybody's more loose, and you don't have that tension that you have at the Derby. So you were in rare form that day. I remember our conversation, and I just love that photo.
Well, I mean, the Preakness has always been like it's like my favorite of the three, because like you just said, it's everybody the Derby's over, all the dreaming is over. You've got a winner. Now you're going to the second leg, and people are still, you know, they're just honoring like the winner. There's 2 weeks of just, you know, talking about one horse and who's going to go against him, trying to make a story out of it. But when you get to Baltimore, it's just the whole town sort of embraces you everywhere you go. And so it's small. It's, you know, it's a small event, you know, and it's fun. And they do a great job. The people that everybody that works there, they just really, they go out of your way, you know, because, you know, win, lose, or draw, you leave there like, well, you know what, it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, we got our ass beat, but it was fun. but it's just one of those, the classics are, they're nothing like the classics. They're just exciting, you know, and just, it's a chance. It's the only time that we're actually on the front page of any sport talking about horse racing. So, you know, that's our chance to really, you know, to plug our sport.
Yeah. Well, and you do a great job. You've always been a great ambassador, and it's fun when you know, you bring these horses out and you make it fun for everybody. Very inclusive. And I know, you know, the press appreciates you and the fans really appreciate you. So, You know, that's hats off to you, because not everybody's like that, and you try to bring it home for the people, so to speak. Well, you've also got the Santa Ynez on Sunday. You got Mother, one of my favorite fillies. She's just really a nice filly, and I always think about that interview that you did with George Bolton before she ran the first time, and she ran up to your guys' expectations. She was very impressive, breaking her maiden at Del Mar. She looks tough on Sunday. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's doing really well. I'm gonna take the blinkers off. She was a little bit in the Starlet. She was a little bit ranked, and she was a little bit ranked the time before. But I was hoping she wouldn't draw the one hole. She just stuck in the one hole there. So and the heavy favorite is Bellafina, who I've been watching. She's been working really, really well. I don't know if we can beat her, especially like one turn. But we know we're doing well. I mean, on paper, it looks like a match race again, like we did in the debutante at Del Mar. So, you know, she's gotten bigger. She's still her frame got really light and lanky, but she's doing really well, and I think she'll run well. You know, I don't know what the track's going to be like. I don't know how much rain we're going to get, but it should be pretty quick, so they'll run pretty fast.
Yeah, she's another pioneer of the Nile, a lot of talent there. Bellafina's very good, and you know, she's made few mistakes in her life, but it's going to be an interesting race, and looking forward to that. What else we got on the horizon? What are the plans for the Baffert stable this year?
The plans are to hopefully keep these horses healthy and break some more maidens, win stake here and there, and just try to, you know, do what we do and try. But at the same time, enjoy it. You know, it's a lot of fun. I've been so blessed these last few years. Pharaoh, then the Great Arrogate, then Justify, and it's just like you're thinking, how can I beat the last year? You know, so you're just trying to. Maybe I'll get some turf horses. I don't know.
You know, you're a very good turf trainer. People don't know that about you, but
I'm not the best. But I just, you know what? I don't want to get to him, because you know Chad Brown, he's got that down. You know, I don't want to get in his way. You know, so.
Everybody's got their own niche, but you do very well on the turf. You don't run very many, but you get the candy when you do. So, I
don't know. A lot of gamblers, they tell me, when I see you in the turf, I don't want to. I know you're a great trainer, but when I see you, you're the first guy I throw out in my big three. So. When you're on the turf.
I gotta disagree with them, but maybe one of these days.
You know what? The majority of the time, though, to be honest, sometimes I throw a horse in the turf because, well, he's not doing too much in the dirt. Maybe we'll last draw, last ditch effort. We'll try him on the turf. But that happens a lot.
Well, they sent you a turf horse. You turned him into a Triple Crown winner. So.
That's right. I'll never forget Scat Danny.
That's right. Works both ways. Well, I really appreciate you spending the time with us this afternoon. It was great talking to you. Wish you all the luck this weekend, and we'll see you down the road.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.